Alone he had faced 10,000, singing his death song. Fate had been kind. Jubadai, raising his bow up, slammed out an arrow into the Bontag lines. Feathered Death winged back, lifting a standard-bearer out of his saddle, red signal flag dropping. Hulagar swung in by his karth, holding his shield aloft, placing his body between the enemy and his ruler. Onward they drove down into the grassy swale of high spring grass and plunged onward up toward the next ridge 100 yards away. "Now! They should strike now!" Hulagar roared, looking to the grassy ridge before them. Motioning to the standard-bearer by his side, who trailed a yellow pennant low to the ground. "Not yet!" Jubadai screamed. "Damn you! Now! Their next volley will kill us all!" Hulagar bellowed. Tossing aside his shield, he swung in by the standard-bearer, reached out, pulled the banner away, and snapped it upright. A dozen yellow standards rose up out of the high grass along a front of a half a mile. The crystalline blue sky turned as dark as night as 10,000 arrows leaped into the air from behind the next ridge. The storm rushed ever higher and seemed to hang directly overhead for what appeared to be an eternity. A wild scream of fear and shock cut across the